Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Hello, my name is Erin Bruner. I have four children, three of which attend. The rate of suicide is higher than it has ever been in human history. More people have died this year from suicide than COVID. Depression is up 30% or more. And for what? A virus that you have to get tested to see if you have it? Really? Never before in history have the well been quarantined and forced to mask themselves, like ever. It doesn't matter what kind of mask we use, where we get it, how long we use it. Does it have to be disposed in a certain trash can in a biohazard container? No, it feels like an illusion of safety that is exchanged for seemingly tolerable infringements of freedom. We have bills sweeping the nation last year coming for our medical and religious vaccine freedoms, even here in Florida, SB 64. And here comes COVID. I feel like it's weird timing. There have been zero studies of long-term medical effects of masks on our children, psychological or medical. Our children are not suffering because of COVID, okay? They're suffering from government overreach because the boundaries, and you guys are crossing boundaries of the Constitution. We may not all be able to homeschool, but we will help each other out because that's what people do. We will move to private schools. We will start co-ops. We will share teaching duty. But one thing we will not do is rob our children of happiness and comply with tyranny. Thank you.
Amen to that. I love all these moms that are speaking out now. It's just awesome to watch. So that was in Florida. And ma'am, we sure need people to still hold the feet of the school boards accountable here, because they're not standing up for you, I promise you. The school board is very wimpy. They'll only go along with the state, whatever the state wants to do, whatever the government governor wants to do. Won't question him. And it's pathetic to watch. I've lost all respect for the school board here. And I wonder if you do, too, actually. I don't have an ounce of respect. I welcome you to Kate Daly's show today. So much to talk about. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Happy Indigenous People Day.
And I want to know why we don't have the day off. I always celebrate Indigenous People's
Day. Do you?
Day.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. After all,
why do I believe that? we're gonna talk about that. Also, how far Dixie State has gone in their worship of all things liberal. We'll be talking about that. I assure you. Also, just wanted to mention the article. There was an article on the Trump train yesterday. And, you know, for some reason, I thought this was last Sunday. So when I was gone on vacation. And so I actually I didn't talk about it this week, and I should have. I didn't realize. Anyway, this was Sunday. And the article failed to mention Ms. Stoddart, who wrote the article, failed to mention all the thousands and thousands of vehicles that were lined up. It just said some cars in a parking lot. No. There was much more going on than that.
The cars stretched from San Hollow to downtown St. George.
Yes.
Now, that's 18 miles.
Right? Yes, exactly.
If there was 60 feet from car to car,
right,
it would have taken almost 3,000 cars.
Exactly. That's what they thought was probably part of this. Can you believe that? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So
we wouldn't want to mention that in any local news or paper.
Oh my gosh! Let me tell you what was written. The parking lot, only one parking lot apparently, of Washington County School District in downtown St. George was filled with vehicles Sunday morning. As supporters of President Donald Trump embarked on what they called a Trump train parade of cars in support of his reelection. About an hour before the parade began, hundreds of people gathered in the school district parking lot. Where a few vendors, not very many, give me a break, where a few vendors sold Trump 2020 flags and other merchandise. Music ranging from country music to hip hop sounded from all sides of the lot. And people of all ages donned red Make America Great Again hats and Trump 2020 shirts, right? Throughout the event, whooping and hollering and horns beeping could be heard. After the parking lot vehicle filled up, vehicles continued to show up lining Tabernacle Street. While other cars, lifted trucks, motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, circled the block and weaved in between the crowds in the parking lot.
Yeah, for hours and hours.
That's it? Wow, it made it sound like it was 10 people. No, actually, honey, this was a lot of people. This was, I know that video was taken for 30 solid minutes.
Yeah.
Going down the trail of cars that never ended. Are you kidding me? Could they dismiss this anymore?
It had to be at least 2,500 cars. Couldn't have been any less.
Yeah, it could not have been any less because you could show continuous footage of all the cars.
Yeah.
This isn't like a Biden where you have to circulate the same three people. No, this was amazing to watch. It began at noon, finished around 3 o'clock, and I thought it was just... I thought that it was really sad that the news will not do any of this justice. They just refuse to...
Anything.
Anything. It's kind of like an event. If you have an event, a conservative event, it's people showed up. But if you have, like, let's say, a rally for the murdering of babies, abortion, they'll say hundreds or thousands of people came. I mean, it's kind of amazing the way that they do this.
Well, that's become the standard now.
Yeah.
They don't report anything accurately when it comes to Trump.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Just not done.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to get the idea that he's popular.
Yeah, it's really wild.
Well, yeah, because if they figured out that he really was this much more popular than Biden, they'd have a lot of trouble with the voter fraud come election day.
Right. I'm just astounded. I'm astounded because, and good for you, Jesse Riley, who organized the event. And I thought you did a great job, by the way.
Yeah.
And he didn't. There wasn't any. Well, let's just say he didn't really think that it was going to be that big. And I thought that was kind of neat that so many people wanted to join in on a Sunday afternoon. I thought
on
that was really
Sunday
neat.
Afternoon in Southern Utah.
Right.
That's
it,
big.
It wasn't even advertised. In fact, I sent footage to Trump's assistant to just let him know what was going on down here and how many people would join in on an event like that at the last minute. I thought that that was really neat that so many would want to be a part of that. I get really frustrated at the reporting when they will not acknowledge. They just refuse to acknowledge. Yet, I swear to you, if I read about an LGBT gathering or an abortion gathering, it's... They'll name so many in numbers, but not for anything conservative.
Mm-hmm.
It's really frustrating. Yeah. So
fortunately, it's not much longer.
Yeah.
And that'll be over with.
Right.
We won't have to hear.
Well, it's just strange. Anyway, if you were part of this rally, and I know that I had friends in the that participated and thought it was kind of neat to watch. So many people that came out of the woodwork, thousands of people came out of the woodwork to do this. Let us know.
And they swarmed Smith's at the end. You know?
Oh, so it's fun to watch people kind of gather and see what everybody's about and what they're looking forward to, things like that. I like that. But yes, there was absolutely not even once, I'm not even one time even acknowledgement of how many people were involved in this.
Yeah. Of course, it was sad at all the violence and anger and yelling and cussing that they did. Not.
Yeah. So anyway, I just, you're not going to see that in an event like that. So I thought that was really neat that people gathered and wanted to be seen and heard. I thought that was great. Good for you. I was watching the Supreme Court
hearings. Was thrilling.
Yeah, today. The theatrics, the fear tactics of the very, very far leftists were very interesting because they couldn't point to a lot that Amy was about. It was more about the scare tactics of Obamacare when so many people, because of Obamacare, have lost their insurance.
Since the original Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade, there has never been a confirmation hearing where Roe v. Wade wasn't talked about until today.
Wow.
They barely mentioned it. Tiny one or two tiny little mentions. The rest of it was about if you've had COVID, that's a pre-existing condition and you're not going to be covered.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
They don't ever explain to people how pre-existing conditions work.
Right.
It's only a temporary exclusion if you have an exclusion for a pre-existing condition, and only under circumstances where you've been uninsured for a while.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway. Yeah. There's that.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
They're just amazing at everything they do. And it's even boils all the way down to your little local towns all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, this is not just a big federal mess. It's in every little tiny area of the country they do this.
Right. Yeah. So you're welcome to call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Get your thoughts on that. When we come back, I want to discuss Indigenous Peoples Day, what Dixie State's doing for that. There's a debate tonight, 4th District. So this will be Burgess, and he's been on the show multiple times. Burgess and the guy that he's running up against, oh gosh, that guy is just such a socialist. He's such a communist, that little guy. Little
McDougal?
Ben. Little Ben. No, it's Ben.
McAdams. Ben McDougal.
McDougal. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just want to say I was at the rally yesterday, the Trump train, and there were thousands of people in the parking lot. And as soon as he said, we are going to say the Pledge of Allegiance, you've never heard thousands of people fall silent, remove their hats, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. It was the most amazing experience.
Wow.
There was no violence. No. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And
love that.
It just the show of respect for our flag and our country.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. And there was at least 2,500 cars.
Yeah.
We went to Santalo, turned around and drove back the same route, and we were still passing cars.
Wow. Neat. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Wow. Very cool. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. I wish the news would report it accurately. It'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Hey, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we were just, there's so many issues to cover today. It's insane. Welcome back. Local Hour, Utah Hour. You're welcome to call up tonight. Debate, 4th District. That ought to be interesting. I wish Burgess luck on that, because his rival, Ben, is just an interesting guy. I mean, he's a Nancy Pelosi lover. I mean, this guy is just insanely socialist. And Burgess, Burgess is a good man. He's a good man. We've had him on the show multiple times regarding race, and he's quick to call out the bogus nature of all of those types of things. Yep. And I'm really glad about that. Also, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa, the amazing company doing some great things. And let me tell you, they're honest. They'll serve you well. Great communication. They can build a pool for you, a spa for you. They can bring in a swim spa. And swim spas are fantastic for injuries, for exercise, for everybody. I mean, if you're going to do exercise, don't you love how I say that? Make sure that you have a swim spa, because it's a great way. It has a current that runs up against you, so you can get that extra exercise in, and it's really, really good for your health. These are fantastic, and they can go with you if you move. So why in the world would you not do it? Bullfrog spas are amazing. They still have their deal going on right now. Special financing, 0%. You just cannot get a better deal right now. So do it. What are you waiting for? Tropical Pool and Spa.
Yeah, I have one suggestion.
What's up?
When you have your spa installed, make sure it's in a private spot.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Really, really
my
appreciate
pleasure.
It. No, really.
So, Kate.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
They have this great plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Safe Southern Utah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad, because I wasn't feeling safe until the Chamber of Commerce decided to weigh in on this.
Well, they want all the businesses to take the pledge. Here's the pledge, you know. I mean,
this is as bad as the whereas document.
Ensure that all employees wear face masks and other PPE, which stands for personal protective equipment.
What else are we supposed to be wearing? Because I do still see people as ignoramus as they can be with gloves on, the same gloves they wear all day. Go ahead.
Observe social distancing, including spacing customers or clients, according to state guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Check employees daily for symptoms of COVID-19.
Wait.
In order
to be part of the St. George City
This
Commerce.
Is the commitment they're making. The business has to make. Okay. It's an online pledge.
They have to check it every day?
Yeah, every day you got to check your employees for COVID-19.
Oh my
gosh. Take their temperature.
Are we really the stupidest of people? Okay, go ahead.
Promote healthy hygiene. Make sure that they wash their hands when they go pee-pee.
Are they going to Wow, I've never felt more like I was 3 years old. Thank you, St. George City Commerce. That's nice.
And finally, even though the latest news is it's airborne, wash and clean all surfaces frequently.
Oh, my gosh. Get out that hand sanitizer and get out that antimicrobial spray and go to town every day.
Yeah. Take the pledge.
I wasn't feeling safe till now. Now I feel super safe.
You get a nice placard.
A placard that says I love government.
That you can hang in your business that looks like a badge that says...
Badge of honor.
Yeah, it's got like kind of red hills kind of stuff and a moon and a
sun. I
wonder
if they could make it into like a gold star.
No,
like a giant gold star.
I think this is good enough. It says all over it, Safe Southern Utah.
Wow. Well, I feel better now knowing that my city has told everybody and treated them like they're 5 years old and gone into and wanted businesses to do this. I can't wait to see the number of businesses I won't be going to that will actually adopt this.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
It'll be a great way to know who not to patron.
If they're hanging that sign in their window,
I'm out. Yeah, I'm not going into your business. Sorry. All you scream is that everybody are... Nobody has any common sense. You're there to fix the day, and you love government. I mean, you love government so much, you're willing to put up this giant badge of honor as an ode to government. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
And when you're done, you get graham crackers and a little carton of milk and a little dappy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what all the employees can look forward to.
How exciting for us.
Yep. Hey, I've got a couple of really interesting things that happened this weekend. One, I wish I would have known about the car parade. I would have definitely been a participant. That would have been the 3,001st car.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I went to the state liquor store, and the state liquor store is taking names.
Really?
And I went unmasked and grabbed what I wanted and took it up to the till.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, "Do you have a mask?" I said, "Well, obviously I don't."
Right.
And then from the other side of the store, they had this Gestapo agent wandering around. This woman says, yells across the store, "Do you have a mask?"
Right.
And I said, "Obviously I don't." I said, "I'm exempt."
Oh, my
God. And she said, "Nobody's exempt." And I said, "Yeah," I said, "I've had COVID."
Right.
"So I can't infect you, and you can't infect me."
Wow.
So this guy says, "Let me see your ID. I'm 65 years old."
Right.
So, obviously, he didn't want my ID to see my age. So he took my ID, ran it through his card reader twice, and then typed something into his computer. And I think what they're doing is making a list.
Yep.
I saw this exact same behavior at Walmart right before they pulled their no mask, no service.
Hmm.
They had an old guy sitting out at each entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Making a note of who was masked and who was not on
his little
iPad or whatever you call it.
So they are keeping this information, and I want you to know I've already been notified. So when you're notified, I'm in bed number 10,642 at the center.
Geez, maybe I'll get one close enough that we can yell at each other and spread this airborne disease.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Really appreciate
that. Well, I'm not done yet, Kate. Oh, I got one other story.
Okay.
I went on Sunday to Davis Market, did my shopping. When I pulled in, there were these two young guys, and they looked like intelligent guys. And we had a little conversation about what was going on in COVID. And I went and did my shopping, came out, and my phone was gone. And I thought, well, one of those buggers stole my phone. So I thought, well, I'd better call the police. And I thought, oh, I don't even want to deal with that.
Right.
So I pulled out and felt a thump. They had taken my phone and put it under the passenger side front tire of my truck.
Oh, my.
What?
So you ran it over.
Obviously, something I said to them pissed them off, and so they retaliated by making sure that I crushed my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So
wow.
Be careful, people.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
I talk to everybody about this.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, there are haters out there.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, thank you. Really appreciate
you
the
bet.
Call.
Yeah.
Huh,
last week, I didn't have any violence, but I had three high school girls flip me at a bird for flying a flag on my truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love that. You got
how proud their parents must
I know,
be.
Right? Oh, jeez. By the way, Don Willie, of the president of the St. George Chamber, thanks for making us feel so safe. I so appreciate you. With your little badge of the plaque badge. Sorry.
I just want to say one thing about the caller, though.
What's that?
When the guy asked for his ID, why did he give it to him?
Mm.
I would have told him no.
Yeah.
You have
yeah,
no reason
have
to
no
see
right.
my ID.
Yeah. I went into Walmart, and there happens to be like a salon there, right? And there was a product I wanted, a hair product. And I went to buy the hair product, and you know what they said? They said, well, I need your information. I need your name and phone number.
To buy
I said,
a product?
To buy, I'm buying with cash. Why would you need that? And they said, yeah, we need it because outbreaks. Because if there's an outbreak.
So they can tell you.
I went, no. And I just put the product on the counter and I walked out. I said, there's no way in hell I'm giving you that information. What? Who are you? You're a salon in Walmart. Like who are you?
Did they
really?
Have a little armband with this black funny looking thing in a white circle?
Right. What is wrong with Don Willie? What is wrong with the Chamber of Commerce? Who are you people? What is wrong with America right now? Is everyone in a trance? Did you suddenly revert back to the 1940s Nazi America? What is wrong with you people?
We have ways to make you
talk. Oh, my
talk.
Gosh. I'm so embarrassed for all of these people. I get so embarrassed. Jackson Pace, Trevor Klingman, Don Willey. Who are you? Why
are
you
Chamber
doing this?
Of Commerce.
Oh, the Chamber of Commerce of St. George. Oh, my gosh. Making everyone feel like a total ignoramus. You know what? I'm so tired of this. And the fact that you have a mayor that goes along with all of this willingly is sad. I hope somebody runs against him. Please, anyone could run against Mayor Pike and win at this point. Look at all the stuff that's gone on for the past year, yeah. Or two or three or four or five or six, depending on how many years you want to go back. But give me a break. These people are sickening. Come on.
Someone asked me Saturday.
Don Willey, what a joke.
If I ever get afraid by speaking out so much.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not at all. I already know what a FEMA camp's like. I had history in high school.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And so many people are on the St. George City of Commerce, governing board. Jordan Sharp, Dixie State, Robert Jensen, Jensen Bales, Don Cox, Park Cox Trucking, all these different people.
All the progressives.
Well, it's amazing that they could all come up with such a hideous ode to Nazi Germany. Get this badge, and if you have this badge hanging in your place of business, we know you're right on board with us. We know mm-hmm. that you will pretty much be duped by anything. You'll listen to the strongest of rhetoric. You will be pretty much at our behest. You'll do whatever we say because you'll put up something so nonsensical and undertake the most nonsensical actions to be part of our chamber and to be acknowledged by us that we pretty much will own you in the future. That's a really sad state of affairs. St. George Commerce, I'm embarrassed for you.
I actually wonder how many employees will allow their employer to take their temperature every day
with
a rectal thermometer.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we're searching. Searching for this stuff. And I'm sorry, how many deaths can they actually attribute? Only 6% of them, by the way, the CDC says, mm-hmm. actual COVID, which means maybe one or two at the most. For all
Here
of Southern
in, yeah,
Utah?
Yeah, all of Southern
all
Utah.
All of Southern Utah, 250,000 people.
You could stretch it to three.
And you guys put up a badge for businesses to continue on with this lunacy. Well, you know what? I think it's pathetic. Take down your St. George City of Commerce acknowledgement if you have one in your office. Because I'm not going to a business that has this.
I rarely bring up the 6% thing
mm-hmm.
because even if you use the CDC's numbers, it's nothing.
I know. And they even said it was only 6% was actual COVID itself. But people are just so dumb they can't figure this out. I don't know. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Wash. Rub your hands and fingers and the places in between. Using soap and water makes your hands so clean. Wash your hands. Great job, you're almost done. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now dry.
Oh, yeah. That's Elmo. I just thought I'd play the wash the hands, like caring Elmo. For each other ad that they have going because... You know, you don't care enough. You're not washing enough. Washy-washy, people. The St. George City of Commerce will remind you that you better be washing up and that employer better be checking.
Well, it's kind of great. the website, the Safe Southern Utah website, has a little frame that you can download and print.
Oh, well, that's
it's
good.
It's an orange frame. I guess that's their color, is this orangish
right,
color.
Right.
With the Safe Southern Utah badge in the bottom left corner.
Badge of honor from the
badge
city,
of honor.
St. George.
And then it's just white.
Chamber.
And it gives examples of what you can write on this within the frame. I'll just read a couple.
Oh, no. Okay.
I wash my hands for my mother and father.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did that do, actually? You're washing your hands for your mother and father. Mm-hmm. What did that actually do for them? Did it wash their hands, too? Did you not wash your hands before COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just checking.
Then there's, I wear a mask for my students.
Really? Were your students who've not dying from COVID, are they suddenly going mm-hmm. to die if you don't do that?
Hmm. And my favorite, I social distance for my family and friends. You know, if you do all the social distancing, you don't even know who your friends are.
Unless you have a repellent personality. That's the only reason you should be social distancing yourself. Super.
Amazing.
It's fun. No, it is. They say statements like this. It reminds me of a CNN statement. I do this for someone I love. Well, really? What does it actually do for someone you love then? Can you prove that? What are you actually doing then? I'm washing my hands for someone I love. Oh, okay. Did you never wash your hands before? Is this something new for you? Because I've been doing it since I can remember. I mean, who hasn't washed their hands after things that they should wash their hands after?
I'm going to download one of these frames and I'm going to fill it in like this. I virtue signal for you.
I'd like a pat on my back because I'm solving a world problem that doesn't exist. Isn't that basically it?
Yeah.
That's what they're... So on Friday, I did a show, and I hope you guys enjoyed that show. I did all of the, the responses to all these arguments, these liberal progressive arguments. And really, Prager, you know, one of the ones that I found, you know, just so interesting, and I had come across this a long time ago, just never shared it on the show, and I don't know why I didn't. The main difference between a liberal and a conservative is the perspective, right? The foundation. And the foundation for a liberal is basically one who wants to solve all the world problems before they're really solving their own, right? It's hard to look in the mirror as a liberal progressive. So what you do is you pat yourself on the back. This is why it's virtue signaling. You pat yourself on the back thinking that you're solving a world problem that doesn't exist. That's basically what you're doing as a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatives like to look in the mirror and say, it begins with me, right? Individually, what can I do? What can I change? And then if all of us can do that, wow, what a nice world we create as individuals that make up a world. And so it's just two different total world views is what it is. I find that really kind of interesting. So on top of that, I wanted to get to this too, because the Chamber of Commerce, it's so pitiful to me that you guys would put something out there like that. Don Willie, what are you thinking? Give me a break. Anyway, safe Utah. Safe Utah. I mean, I'm sorry, we don't even have the cases to support what you're saying. Not even close. But is Indigenous Day. Here we are on Indigenous Day, and we need to mention this because Dixie State College, again, with the liberal nonsense. You guys, it's just really sad to me what has been adopted over there and what is going on over there. Not only do they create an avenue for Black Lives Matters, for Troy Anderson and his ilk to really be have this place where you can get the support from Dixie State College, but Dixie State College decided that they would do this Indigenous Day. And what they want to do then is take taxpayer dollars today. And today they're restoring Dixie State campus for indigenous plants like sagebrush. They're going to go ahead and put these out there. And they say that the campus had this before the nasty pioneers came to steal it from the natives. Sagebrush.
Oh, yeah. That was sagebrush. A real popular thing.
Super popular. Yes. And not only are they brainwashing our kids, trying to transform our community into this kind of nonsense, but I'm sorry, they don't even understand Christopher Columbus, nor will they ever tell the truth about him. And I find this kind of amazing. So we have a multicultural and inclusion center and the Native American Student Association called NASA, which is kind of odd, but there you go, having an Indigenous Day People's Service Project. And so all 10 of these folks probably got together and decided that indigenous vegetation needed to be planted at the Gardner Center. They're using your taxpayer dollars and they wanted to do a drum circle and plant sagebrush. You know, those awful, nasty pioneers that came. Okay. So this is basically kind of an ode to bringing back something that from what I understand, the nasty pioneers got, you know, rid of, and that was sage, cacti, and other grasses. These people, I swear to you.
I don't know. First of all, I want to say it's not Dixie State College, it's university.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I drove around town over the weekend, and I was thinking to myself how much better it would be, though, if none of this was here and it was just the indigenous peoples.
Boy, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
They'd love it.
Right. By the way, just to kind of make mention of this, all of you people at Dixie State College that think that you can just kind of upend Columbus and talk about this kind of garbage to your students, I feel really bad that this is what it's come to. But all you have to do is go back into the Christopher Columbus diaries to understand what's really going on here and to understand his frame of mind and what he was all about. In fact, Columbus wrote to a friend and confidant of the queen, "God made me a messenger of the new heaven and the new earth, of which he spoke in the Apocalypse of St. John after having spoken of it by the mouth of Isaiah, and he showed me where to find it. He bestowed the art of seamanship upon me in abundance and has given me what was necessary from astronomy, geometry, and arithmetic, and has given me adequate inventiveness in my soul." Yeah, seriously, talks
he was
about
evil.
Oh, evil
just
murder.
Downright evil.
Yeah,
did you hear that? He referenced God.
Yeah, I know. And
how dare him.
And he said he was also used these gifts to be used in his service, encouraging him to go forward, and without ceasing, they inflame me with a sense of great urgency, and that the Spirit of God wrought upon the man. Wow, it sure sounds like a murdering, horrifying person.
Yep.
As Columbus, right?
Yeah. He was also sharpening his sword.
As he talks about God. I mean, come on, people. It makes me sick what they're doing to this story. And I'm sorry, but if you never thought that man fought man for land before, I can give you centuries before Columbus that proved that the Native Americans fought Native Americans for the very land in which they wanted to control. But you know what? It's always the white people from Europe that are the insidious people, yes.
I'm not really sure.
Give me a break.
But did the Romans fight the Goths before Christopher Columbus?
I swear to you. Something like that. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I hear you talking about DSU. And
yes.
I have taught there before, and my daughter just graduated from there.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
She went to apply to the university of her choice, or she got her a two-year associate there.
Mm-hmm.
And the university of choice said, "We're not accepting your degree because in the four language arts classes you took at DSU, you never read a book."
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
I went to she had the same teacher for all four classes, and I said, "Can I have a list of all the books?" She's having an interview with a college that she wants to go to, and she looked at me and she said, "Books?"
What? Are you serious? You're serious?
Poems, plays, books, anything. And she goes, "Oh, well, we did read," and she named a Shakespeare book, and I can't remember which one it was, but in four English classes at DSU, you can read one play. Yep, that's what a college education does for you here in St. George, Utah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Oh, my gosh. Yep. I'm horrified.
She had one teacher that said she called them idiots all the time. And so I took her out of that class and just taught her myself. She had another teacher that said, I know about immunizations, and if you want to confront me and say that immunizations are bad, I will sock you in the face with my fist."
I don't even know. I'm without words. I don't even know what to say to this. Oh my gosh.
We're sending our kids to. And what I fear is that so many people think this is podunk, we're St. George, it's safe. It's
right.
School because we're safe.
Sorry.
No. I'm telling you guys, no. No, it is not safe.
Jeez.
No, it's liberal. She came to me nearly every week with a handful of things that professors would say in all subject areas.
I'm just without words. Dixie State has gone so far down the hill. I would not send my kids there. In fact, I told them, do not go to Dixie State College, university, I'm sorry, whatever they want to call themselves. Yeah. But I wish people would take their money out and stop supporting them.
Yeah.
I really do. We're never going to get this changed.
There's not a university in the country that you can go to.
No. So, wow. Thank you for that. Jeez, I think.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Things I don't want to know on a Monday. Hi, caller. I mean, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
you know, all this garbage that is being taught is on the shoulders of one guy, a guy named Howard Zinn.
Yep.
Who wrote the book, The People's History of America or the United States. I read it years ago.
Yeah.
And I fell out of my chair on numerous occasions when I was reading that book. And that's where this crap is coming from. And we've got to figure out a way to, when our kids are reading that, to make sure they know, you need to read this too. You need to read about John Adams and Ben Franklin and all of the founders.
Because you need to
read about Christopher Columbus, the quote you shared a little while ago.
Yeah.
Important for our kids to have that.
Absolutely.
Know what is the truth. Absolutely.
I'm going to share this article on the Kate Daly Show page so people can understand in all the context what was said by Christopher Columbus, because it is really amazing. His ode to God.
It is amazing. He was a very humble guy.
He really was. He even said, I could sense his hand upon me. He was talking about the fact that the claim that he was led by God. And he said, so that it became clear to me that it was feasible to navigate from here to the Indies. And he gave me the will to do it. Wow.
Right. And then also look at the pilgrims.
Yeah.
That there were two Native Americans that could speak English when they arrived.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's divinity. That's divinity right there. And I think, you know, I'm one of those people, I know I'm not supposed to judge, but I think there's a special place in hell for people like Howard Zinn.
I do too.
Who teach this crap.
Yep.
And are really tainting our kids and the teachers who spout it. It's ridiculous.
I see far too many conservatives give ode to him. And I'm always confused by that. I'm always confused by the people that don't see through Howard Zinn. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you.
It's lunacy.
It is.
But yeah, great show today.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You know what? I'll tell you what. Between the Safe Utah and the Chamber of Commerce going way too far in the lunacy of what's going on today, to the underreported Trump train, which I applaud you guys that go out and do that, and shame on the journalists for not reporting it accurately again. I'm really getting tired of people undercutting and undermining the events that happen here locally that do not get reported accurately. And it's really sad to me. And I'm sad that this is allowed to go on, to the fact that they will diminish Columbus down to a murdering tyrant. I had somebody in my home that was very much a liberal. And he said to me, I cannot believe you do not think he was a murdering thug. And I went, I don't even know where to start with you. Do you want to read his own journals? Because his own journals, Christopher Columbus's own journals, say they're a complete ode to God for the work that he was doing. And what do? We take out his name and we put in Indigenous Peoples Day and we plant sagebrush DSU. DSU is the most incredibly asinine college. And I'm just embarrassed today. I'm embarrassed for my area. It's like the Southern Utah, what is wrong with you people? Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. I wish people would literally put the name Christopher Columbus on everything, on everything. Stop with the Indigenous Day people thing. It's ridiculous. I've had it.
Okay, ruin my day.
Well, between that and COVID, can we have any more insanity and lunacy that these people are willing to spread voluntarily? Oh my gosh, you guys. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.